6. Now check that chapter out. Does it still seem to be Isaac? There he's having his conflicts with Abimelech and stuff like that. All right, look in 27. Still Isaac. Now this is the chapter. Take a moment and look at this 27th chapter. What is the 27th chapter about? Okay, yeah, it's about the Jacob, you know, takes Esau's blessings, tricks his father, deceives his father. But nevertheless, Isaac is still the chief character here. But look in 28. In 28, what do you see? Now the focus moves to Jacob. So, Isaac is not going to die for several more chapters, but he will not be the subject of the text. See, so we're not going to... So what we're going to do with Isaac is we're going to say 25 through 27. Okay? 25, where he overlaps with Abraham. Abraham dies and Isaac becomes the main character. So 25 through 27. Okay? 12 to 25 is Abraham. 25 through 27 is Isaac. Now, you already know Jacob then starts with what? 28, although this is not when Jacob was born. See, he was born in 25. But this is when he becomes the main character. So in 28, now then, just turn those little pages, and it'll really make a difference if you'll do this in your Bible and look at it. 28, 29, and just kind of glance as you go, looking at who is involved. And you'll see Jacob, and you'll see Laban, and you'll see Leah, and Rachel, and Bilhah, and Zilpah, and his children coming along. And you keep on turning to like 31, and by 31, what's happening? All right, he's running from Laban. 32, 33. What about 33? What happens in 33? He meets Esau. Everybody remember that story? He meets Esau. Remember Esau was going to kill him all those years before? And now all these years later, they meet. He was scared to death. Esau was going to kill him. Remember that story? All right, so here that is. Now in 34, we have the story of Dinah, the killing of the men of Shechem. 35, look toward the end of 35. Now, in 35, we have the birth of Benjamin, the death of Rachel. But look toward the end of 35. Okay, the death of Isaac. And so Jacob has come back home. See that? By the end of 35, Jacob has come back home to Hebron or Mamre. And his father Isaac dies then at the age of 180. So all these years have gone by. He's been alive, and Jacob has been up yonder, and but now Jacob gets back. So Jacob would be 28 through 35. All right. Now let me just do this because I'm just trying to use all sorts of different methods to impress this, to help you to remember, so you can do this too with me. All right, so in 12 to 25, so who is this? All right, so this is Abraham. And then we have 25 through 27. And that's right, that's Isaac. And then 28 through 35 is Jacob, that's right. All right, now that's a big chunk of this patriarchs 12 through 50. Look at 36, chapter 36. Now, chapter 36. What is 36 telling about? The genealogy of Esau. Now, you know what is interesting to me? One of the many things that's interesting to me about this is that. This was written an awfully long time before Jesus Christ came. So how did the writer back here know not to follow the genealogy of Esau, but to follow the genealogy of Jacob? There was absolutely no way he could have known. What was it, Carl? It had to be inspiration. There was no human way possible. Same thing is true with Ishmael and Isaac. How did he know to follow the lineage of Isaac and not the lineage of Ishmael? All right, so 36 is the it is a story, a brief story about Esau, kind of tying off that story. So this just ties that off. We're not going to follow the story of Esau. We're going to read about the Edomites, who are the descendants of Esau later on. But we're not going to follow the genealogy. See that? We're not following the genealogy of Esau from here on. Now, you know, the funny thing is, do you remember in that blessing that when Esau came back and he said, "My father, please give me a blessing." And he said, "Well, what can I give you?" Well, finally he did. Do you remember that among the things he said, that what would he do to the yoke of his brother? Do you recall that? He would cast off the yoke of his brother. Esau would cast off the yoke of his brother. Well, the fact is that we'll follow the Edomites right on down to the years of silence, during which time the Edomites will come to be known. Thank you. During which time the Edomites will come to be known as the Idumeans. So the Edomites. I kind of prefer ites myself. But the Greeks and the Latins like the eons. In fact, if you want to get complicated, they'd put a diphthong in there, which I don't put in. Idumeans. Anyway, in the days of the New Testament, as the New Testament is opening, there is a king who is very notorious, ruling over the land. And he commands that all the babes of Bethlehem be killed. Now, that was my hint. Who was his name? Herod the Great. He was an Idumean. You see that? He was an Idumean. And here, instead of the Jews ruling over him and his people, he is ruling over the Jews and their people. So that prophecy, made way back here, will ultimately come true. But during most of the Old Testament period, Jacob and his family, Israel, is going to dominate. They will dominate. But eventually, down there in the New Testament days, the Idumeans will throw off that yoke. And the funny thing is that after that, they lose the ability to even know whether they were an Edomite or not after this. But of course, the Jews and the Israelites continue to be able to know whether at least they are one or not.
What's their connection somewhere in there between the Edomites and some of
Intermarriage, there was, right. And through the intermarriage with the Hasmoneans. Now, the Hasmoneans were of the house of Mattathias. And, you know, the Maccabees, have you heard about the Maccabees and the Maccabean revolt and everything? Well, that's who this Mattathias was. And eventually, there was intermarriage between his family and these Edomites, the leaders of the Edomites, like the Antipater was one of the early leaders, and then there was the father of Herod the Great was Antipater also. So there was intermarriage there that related them together. Okay, but now remember, 36 is just going to tie off the information about Esau, and then so that's, we'll go ahead and put that 36, that's Esau. But now, look at your next thing is 37 through 50. Check that out in your Bible. Right? Everybody got that? Joseph. Now there's one story in there that doesn't seem to fit, but it's because we're wanting a close look at another of the very prominent characters among those sons. In chapter 38, there's the story of Judah and Tamar. Judah and Tamar. Tamar was his daughter-in-law, and he wound up having two sons by her, which involves, as you might know, a fairly involved story. But other than that one chapter, 38, 37 through 50 is the story of Joseph. So now look, 12 to 25 is Abraham, 25 through 27 is Isaac, 28 through 35 is Jacob, 36 is Esau, and then 37 through 50 is Joseph. So the thing is, if you can remember, like, you know, as you look at this material, and you say, now, how much of this am I going to have to cold memorize? Well, you already know the 12, don't you? Don't you? You do. You do. All right, that's the beginning of it. And then when you get to the 25, well, that 25 is going to do double duty. That's always good. So it is the end of Abraham's life, and it is the beginning of Isaac's. I mean, the beginning of his period of being the main character. And through 27. Well, if it's through 27, the next chapter is, even if I don't remember it, I can figure out the next chapter after 27 is 28. See? So use anything like that to help you remember it. And if you'll go over it and think about it, eventually you'll have it. Okay, now let's do this this way. You know what we're going to do, right? Now, Jim, what I want you to do is tell me which one of these names right here, these four names, to erase. Hey, no, tell you what, let's don't do that. Tell me which one of these numbers we want to erase. All right, now everybody take a good look at this. All right, see there? Now at this point, what numbers would go there? 28 and 35. See there? Okay, Paul, which one do you think we can? Okay, we're going to do 36 for Esau. 36 is before 37. Okay, Steve, Melton.
Let's go with 12 to 25.
All right, this is the first one, starting off with the section on the patriarch. So that's 12. So all we've got to remember is 25, and we'll have it made. All right, well, there we go. Okay, well, anyway. Ryan, which one? All right, so here we go. 25 through 27. Well, that leaves Joseph, the Joseph story. 37 through 50. Now, do this from knowledge. Do this from memory. And if you can't do it from memory, then wait until you can. You can look at your book, but, you know, don't say it out. But if you can say it from memory, then go ahead. Okay? So, the chapters for Abraham, what would that be? All right, 12 to what? All right, 25. All right, so then Isaac? 27, okay. All right, Jacob? 28 through 35. And Esau? 36. And then Joseph? Now, as we have said before, when I was younger, I just pretty bad hated outlining. But I am so glad that I had my face rubbed in outlining, because it has been one of the handiest skills, one of the handiest skills I have had in my life. And so you now have, do you really see how complete an outline you have in your mind of the book of Genesis? So anything you want to know about Abraham is going to be found pretty well in those chapters. Now, about Isaac, things about his birth and the sacrifice, you know, Abraham made of him in chapter 22, some things like that that wouldn't be, but where he's the predominant character, there you are. And Jacob, most of what we have about Jacob would be in these chapters right here. But his birth and the deceit of his father would be in 27 and so on. And then here's the story of Joseph. So you have a really good complete outline in your mind now of the book of Genesis. And so that will be a big help to you. I mean, it is to me all the time, in my work, all the time. This is such a big advantage to me to have. And as we go on in our study, when the next quarter starts, see, we're going to just start building right on top of this. So it's not like we're going way off there and we're going to build, we're going to start something and then just leave it. We're going to come over here and do something else. No, we're going to be building on that again and again. And that way, you'll be incorporating all of that into your knowledge. And it'll become more or less permanent as you do that. And as you use it, it will become more or less permanent in your mind. So I'm really, really, I'm just very happy with the way you've done. I really am. That's exciting to see how well you've done that. And it's like anything, if you study it in an orderly way, you can learn, you know, keep on learning until you learn it all. So that's what we're going to do. But I am really proud of you for doing as well here with this as you have. Well, now there's another thing that I want us to do. What's the next period after the patriarchs? This is the Exodus. Now, the Exodus, we're going to take a little time here and we're going to look this over pretty carefully. Now remember, the Exodus is going to begin with the children of Israel down there in Egypt, and trouble has come. We know that pretty well, don't we? It's going to end with the children of Israel at Kadesh Barnea. They've sent the spies out. The spies have come back with an unfavorable report. So what we need to do now is we need to start there at the book of Exodus. So go ahead and look in Exodus 1. And I want to show you a few things now in Exodus. So you can just go ahead and turn over the book of Exodus to the end of the book. As you're turning to the end of the book, well, I'll wait till you turn to the end of the book, because then I'm going to call on you to do something else. All right, so you're over now, chapter 40. All right, here's what I want you to do. I don't know how in the world you all did this, and I'm kind of eager to hear how you did this. Name the events that characterized the Exodus. Now, did you have just a list that you all followed on that when Donald was reviewing you? Because it's kind of long and complicated. I didn't know whether you would do that or not. Why don't we just take it? What was the first thing? What's the first thing you remember as being in the Exodus? Aren't the Israelites in captivity, bondage, and so on? Moses is born. Okay, all right. And before the plagues, all right. And so he kills that Egyptian, and then he flees out in the wilderness, and he's rejected of his people. He flees out in the wilderness, and he lives out there for another how many years? 40 more years. Now, at the end of that time, he sees the burning bush. God sends him back. And then we have the plagues. And then what do the children of Israel do? They leave. They exit. So they leave. And they cross the blank. See, we can fill in the blanks. They crossed the Red Sea. And then they made their way down to Mount what? Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, God made a blank. He gave them the blank. He had them to build the... I've got the blank there. And he also gave them the what? The priesthood. Aaronic priesthood. All right. Very, very good. And so they set up the tabernacle and everything. Okay. Now look at the last chapter in Exodus where you are and see what they are doing in that chapter. They're setting up the tabernacle, aren't they? They're setting it up, getting it ready to go into service and everything. Well, they aren't at Kadesh Barnea yet, right? So what's the next book? Leviticus. So we'll go ahead and just fast forward through Leviticus. Go to the end of the book of Leviticus. And see, we're just racking up these books now. Exodus, Leviticus, as being books which tell about the period of the Exodus. Now you come to the last verse or two of the book of Leviticus. And Steve Parker, what does it say about where they are? They're still at Mount Sinai. These are the commandments, right? Which the Lord gave to them. Do you see how that means that we know that everything that happened in Leviticus happened there at Mount Sinai? So, Exodus, Leviticus, now what's the next book? All right, now we get into Numbers, and as you start looking in those first several chapters of Numbers, what are they doing? That's right. You know, in the book of Numbers, they're taking a census. And they will take, that's number one. And then they will take a later one in that same book. That'll be the second census, the book of Numbers. See the connection, don't you? Numbers. All right, go ahead now and look at... go ahead and look about 9, the end of 9, the beginning of 10, and that's Numbers now. Numbers 9, 10. And tell me what you see going on there. They're departing from Sinai. So they're on their way. So now go on 11. I'm letting you look now for Kadesh Barnea chapter. All right, 13. Now also in 13 it tells about their sending the what? You see anything about that? All right, they send the spies come back and give that very unfavorable report that there are giants in the land and there are walled cities in the land and we can't take it and everything like that, and the Israelites get so discouraged. So they decide they're not going to go up, and they cry to God and they say, "Would that we had died in this wilderness." And they say, "Oh, our poor children." So when God comes to deal with them, he says, "Now, I heard what you said, and I'm going to take you at your word. You said you'd rather die in this wilderness. Therefore, that's what you're going to do. You're going to die in this wilderness. Since that's what you'd rather do, you're going to die in this wilderness. Now, as for your children, I will see to it that your children do go into the land. But you're not, because you don't have the faith and the gumption to do it." And so for 40 years, these men of war, which is a kind of a misnomer somewhat, but they were the age to be the men of war. And they all perished during those 40 years. And at the end of that 40 years, not exactly, but right at the end of that 40 years is when they're going to take that second census. And when they take that second census, they find that out of all men of war, there were two that had not died. Who were the two? That's right, Joshua and Caleb. They were the only two of the spies that had said, "We can take it, we can take it. Don't be discouraged, we can take it." And so God spared them and then wound up using Joshua as the next leader of the people. And Caleb himself was also a brave and faithful man, even in the story of the conquest. So the Exodus is the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, and the book of Numbers through chapter 13. Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers through chapter 13. Yes. All right, he dies in chapter 20 of Numbers. So he dies toward the end of this period of wandering in the wilderness. Yeah. And in that same chapter, it mentions Miriam. She dies too. So that was toward the end of this period of wandering. So that's good. So in, if 13 marks the end of the Exodus, and the reason why we say that is because until that point, they were on course. They were on course. Now they have been delayed for this period of 40 years until all this generation is dead. And there are several things that are going on during this that we see later on. For example, when the children of Israel finally do cross over the Jordan, one of the things that they do to mark the end of this period of punishment is they circumcise all the children that had not been circumcised during years of wandering in the wilderness. Well, when you think about it, because the Israelites are wandering in the wilderness, is that going to affect an 8-day-old baby? Why? So that they couldn't circumcise an 8-day-old baby? No, it wasn't because they were wandering itself that they could not do that. That had nothing to do with it. Therefore, it was an additional reproach from God that he would not allow them to do this. And that's the reason why when they did finally accomplish that circumcising in Joshua 5, it was called Gilgal, a rolling, because he rolled away the reproach of Israel when this was done. So you see, that had been a reproach to Israel. So their punishment consisted of more than merely having to wander and not being able to go in the promised land. So what chapter does this begin in, the wandering? That's right. There you go. That's right. All right, so before we go on into that one, though, let's go back and remind ourselves of the period of the Exodus. Tell me again, what are the passages involved in the period of the Exodus? That's right. Excellent. Very good. Very good. All right, now then, here's something else. I want to review this. I don't want to get started on another period. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll go first. All right. In Genesis, we have Genesis 1 through 11 and Genesis 12 through 15. Now, in Genesis 1 through 11, we have Genesis 1 through 5 before the flood. Genesis 6 through 10, the flood. And Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel. Then in 12 through 50, the patriarchs, we have 12 to 25, the story of Abraham. 25 through 27, the story of Isaac. 28 through 35, the story of Jacob. 36, the story of Esau. And 37 through 50, the story of Joseph. Now, see, I went first. So, who would like to do that? I mean, it's not just who would like to, who will. Anybody do that? Okay. That's fine. No. Just the sections like I did. Congratulations. Now, how long have you known the outline of Genesis? isn't that kind of good, though? It gives you a good feeling, doesn't it, to do that? Well, that's one. That's one. So who else? All right, you work on that. You work on that, because I'd like for you to be able to do that sometime. And I think that's wonderful. I really think that's wonderful. So here we have, now that's five periods, isn't it? Isn't that right? That's five up through the Exodus. In other words, I can name them and may not be able to count them. All right, so we have before the flood, the scattering of the people, and then the patriarchs and the Exodus. So that's the five. Okay. Well, let's see. How much time do we have now, Terrell? About 4 minutes. All right. What chapter do I turn to see the first time the three promises to Abraham are mentioned? That's 12. That's right. Very good. Well, we're not going to be able to do it yet, but I sure will look forward to being able to do this. I just can't do that. I'd love to do it, but I don't dare say somebody here knows. What is the chapter in Genesis where Isaac was sacrificed? Anybody know? You're close. I'm thrilled to death to know that you will know. You will know. It's 22. Very good. 22. That's right. And all right, what about the death of Abraham? 25. That's right. Oh, Jim says the first of 25. You're right. That's good. That's very good. What about the genealogy of Esau? Yeah. What about the two chapters that we particularly emphasize for the genealogy in the early part of Genesis? 5 and 10. That's right. Very good. In what chapter is it that Jacob runs away or leaves home heading up to Padan Aram? Now, you really know that because it begins his story. So it'd be 28. That's right. That's right. It begins his story. Well, I do think you've done really well. And what I'm going to have Donald do Sunday is to review with you the events of the various periods. And then when I get back next Wednesday night, we will go on with this further. Okay? So we'll stop for tonight.